Father, as we come before you tonight, please be with us. Let your Holy Spirit guide as you see fit. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, so I'm doing something a little different for probably a while, so be patient with me. The reason we're going in a different direction, there won't be a text tonight. What I'm trying to do is explain a little bit of this whole establish. It's an introductory lesson on where we're going in the next, well, we'll probably be in it for at least 6 months. But before I get into the message, I have a deep desire that we make disciples of all nations, that I, not just as the pastor is making disciples, I just not as the pastor is doing the work of the ministry, but I'm encouraging you also to do the work of the ministry. That we are seeing people and teaching people who is God, who we are and what God has done, so that we can have a relationship with Him. Each one of you will play a different role in this as God sees fit. Some God might call to be teachers, and some might God might call to be prayer warriors, and some might call to be starting your own Bible studies in your own home as God sees fit. Whatever God has in store for you, I want to support you as a pastor in the Word of God, so we all can get excited about our call to the ministry. If you're a mom, you have your job cut out for you in discipling your children. That is your main goal in life, and this will help you in accomplishing this. Now, I gave some of you, all I had was 11 books. I gave some of you Disciple Number One book. We're not reading from that. We're going to look at it in a little bit to explain some of the breakdown of how some of these lessons go. So Equipping A is the foundational disciple-making series. It's teaching you what the goals of this foundational disciple-making series is. Now, I'm going to look, the people that did this for me, they did it in King James Version. I think it's good. I don't agree with everything that they do, obviously. They don't agree with everything I do. So if you want to have the attitude that you can look up what I'm about to tell you and look at all the different ways that they disagree with me and they disagree with us, and, oh, pastor's going in a wrong direction, he's going to make us all compromisers, that's not the goal here. The goal is to teach the Word of God, okay? So they made it to where it was doable for me by putting it in King James Version. Now we are going to use it, and we're going to, as we have all learned, take the chicken and spit out the bones. We as Canadians don't use it like bones in our chicken, though. But so this is coming from Establish. It's not a new disciple-making program. Ethnos Canada and global partners have been using this step-by-step foundational approach to plant thriving churches around the world since 1942. Through Establish, we now offer the same strategies approach to the Canadian church. We desire to equip and empower the church to thrive and make disciple makers of people of all gifts. Okay? So that's our desire and our goal in all this. We believe that God has called every believer to use their gifts to make disciples to the level of their capacity. Matthew 28:18 through 20. It's not about how many disciples we make, but about being faithful to the call to make disciples. So our desire in these equipping lessons is to empower you as a disciple of Christ to make disciples who can make more disciples. Multiplication instead of addition. In this introduction lesson, we'll lay out the expectations for you as becoming a discipler. Survey the roadmap where Equip A will take you, introduce you with the materials you you haven't received them, but I'll show them to you. And if you didn't get a book, you can come up to me afterwards and I'll show you what we have. An outline and planned schedule for covering this equipping material. All right? So expectation for requirement. Let's begin by discussing what you can expect from what we're trying to accomplish here. We're committed to walk with you through this equipping process, however long it takes. We'll show you all the resources and we'll explain how to effectively incorporate them in your personal discipling journey and into various areas of your church life. We'll be a mentoring voice for you long after we're a church, okay? So you guys, I'll be here for you. Obviously, this is a desire of mine, and we're looking forward to implementing it as God gives grace to us. So we have challenges that we will give to you if you want to be part of this. If you just want to hear about it, you can come on Wednesday nights. By the way, next Wednesday, the guy that developed this for Canada will be coming and going into the philosophy of why and how, what the philosophy is behind teaching Establish. Okay, so the roadmap for Establish is the call of disciple making is the next lesson. It's for every believer to make disciples. So next, not next Wednesday, but the following Wednesday, that's what we'll be looking at. And we'll be in the Bible a lot more. The goal of disciple making is gospel accuracy. What's the goal of our disciple making? To make sure that the gospel that we proclaim is accurate. The goal, the lesson four is also the goal of disciple making. It's maturing in Christ. The goal of disciple making, lesson five, is an ever multiplying movement of disciplers. Wouldn't that be great? If God would give us people that we can work with and disciple, and then God gave them people that they can work with and disciple. We're at the second part of this process with the people that I started a year and a half ago. We're fervently praying that they are using opportunities to invite people into a discipleship program together. Okay? The goal of lesson six, we'll be speaking about the goal of disciple making is making disciples of all nations until the church is complete. I'm local church, but I'll put up with that universal aspect in that way. The method. So, Brother Dave Wright is going to be teaching on the method, lesson seven, next week. The discipling of disciple making is foundational. And we'll get into that. Then we'll get into lesson eight. The method of disciple making is in a community, on life, and on mission. Then lesson nine is the method of disciple making, and its stage is stage specific. And 10, the disciple making is understandable and relational. The character of disciple making requires humility and integrity. The character of disciple making requires submission and accountability. The character of disciple-making requires graciousness and teachability. And the character of disciple-making requires discernment and focus. The character of disciple-making requires unity. So that's where we're going. All right? So let's define some terms. Discipler is one leading the discipling relationship. Disciple is the one being discipled. Disciple-making involves the active, intentional teaching of truth so that the hearts are transformed. Beliefs are challenged, faith is shared, and accountability is embraced. It should result in disciples who are equipped and eager to make more disciples. Foundational is an approach to learn God's story as it is presented in His Word. Truth upon truth, beginning in Genesis and ending in Revelation. Life in community, every believer needs to live and learn truth within the context of the larger body of Christ. Life on life, every believer needs to be challenged to live out truth in a one-to-one relationship of accountability. We need I think our church would look a lot healthier. Wow, that's mean. I have to watch how I say that. I think it would be nice if we saw discipling done in our congregation. We would be much closer as a church. We would be excited about what God is doing in our lives. You know, the problem with us as Canadians in some areas is that we are like the Dead Sea. We take and take, but we never give. So if we continue to take and take and never give, we become dead as a church. Does everybody understand what I'm saying here? And then love isn't evident. I think you guys are doing a great job. You're praying, you're seeing how God can use you, but we don't want to be dead as a church. We want to be a life-giving church. Life on mission. Every believer needs to be equipped to make disciples within and outside of the church to the level of their capacity, using their God-given gifts. One of the key missions of the church is to produce disciples who will make disciples from their unbelieving communities. That would be life on mission. We believe this outreach can begin when church communities purposefully and effectively disciple individuals within the church through foundational step-by-step teaching of truth, so that their inner man or hearts are transformed, their false beliefs are challenged, and accountability of who they are in God is embraced. So the purpose of life in community and life on life is to prepare and equip believers to go and to actively engage in life on mission as disciple makers, both within the church and beyond. Look, every one of you moms and dads, we should, and I'm convicted as I was studying this, we should be doing part of this with our children at home. We should be discipling our children, preparing them to disciple others as they grow older and God gives them opportunity. What we mean by active, purposeful, and effective disciple making is that we intentionally work to lead someone else to increasingly worship Jesus in all of life, be transformed by Jesus in all of life, obey Jesus in all of life, and disciple others to do the same. That's the goal of what we want to do as Christians. We describe disciple making as intentional, sharing the life of Christ in the life of another so that they can do the same. The goal of any discipler then is to introduce people into this disciple cycle in any of these areas through an intentional relationship. And we're praying and we're trying to find out. Now, what I'm doing right now, is it very relational? What Pastor's doing right now, is this what you call relational? No, this is me talking and you listening. How does that work in relation? Where somebody does all the talking and somebody else does all the listening. Does it work out good? Maybe you're married to somebody that does all the talking and the other person does all the listening. There needs to be time where both people can express and can talk and can build relation. What I'm doing when I preach is encouraging you to do the work of the ministry. That's what my goal in is as preaching. And so I'm trying to see, how do we pattern this? How do we pattern relation building a discipleship? I don't necessarily think it looks like what we see here tonight. This is me teaching, and we need more input, okay? We're praying about how to do that. I'm praying and I'm talking to Pastor Unger, and we're praying to come up with an idea that might work where we can do relation type of teaching. Through it all, though, we have to depend on the work of the Holy Spirit to accomplish His will through His Word. All right? This discipling can begin with an unbeliever by building a relationship with them in order to lead them into a relationship with Christ. This discipling relationship should then continue through life in community and life on life and life on mission. Experiences within the context of the church family. We believe that all three of these areas are intentionally engagement, are vital for the healthy maturing of every believer, and can be carried out by either one or more than one discipler. So life in community. An example of this would be investing a believer or an unbeliever into the establish a one-on-one Bible study to develop an intentional relationship which leads to a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus. This should lead to life-on-life accountability and eventually life-on-mission challenge. All right? So we're going to study the Bible together. We're going to intentionally build into others' lives through the Word of God and through the power of the Holy Spirit. Life on life. This might include inviting a believer or unbeliever into a one-to-one discovery of the Bible through the Who is God's booklet. Each family can grab one of these booklets. You can read through it. There's what it does is it starts in the beginning with God calling out 40 individual men to write his word over a period of 1,600 years. What did he do? Well, they are eyewitnesses of historical events. They are also, the Bible is unique because it has specific prophecies that have been fulfilled. And then the Bible is unique because it claims to be divine in nature. Right? So you start at the importance of Scripture, then you teach on who God is, and then you teach on the character of God through creating angels, through creating creation, through creating man for a relationship, through creating, by building a relationship with man based on choice, built on love, and to bring satisfaction to humankind. Then and we'll get into that in a little bit. So this goes from creation to Christ in a booklet form. Okay, so you guys can read over it. If this is what you feel comfortable using in your family or to share the gospel with others, use it. If you don't feel comfortable, give it back to me. Okay? No, keep it. Don't give it back to me. I'll be discouraged. Just keep it. Keep it and just don't tell Pastor James. Life on mission. This is geared to believers and would include inviting them to join you in an existing ministry to integrate them into the discipling cycle. This should lead to increased life in community relationships as well as life on life accountability. So right now, in the first group I started this with, we are actively praying for and also preparing ourselves. They're inviting people to their homes where I'll be coming for the first 7 lessons and helping them start to teach others. Okay? And then I guarantee you, they're going to come to me with questions. Well, this person had this question. How do I answer it, Pastor James? And then we'll go to the Bible and we'll pray about it. And I'll encourage them to be patient in the Lord. Right? I mean, in a real way that this has already happened with me and Brother John, where I probably call him much more than he would like me to call him during the week, just to let him know how our sessions are going. And we have gotten a lot closer through this developing process, all right, of others. And that's what I want to see through the church. If you're active in ministry and God is blessing that ministry, you can't help but talk about it. And you can't help but pray over it. And you can't help but glean ideas from it, right? So that's what a healthy church, should look like all the way around. So there's resources. We won't get into the resources until Dave comes. He'll tell you more about the resources, okay? Let's look at the features of Establish. All right, so if you open your book one, you'll notice some cardstock pages. There's one cardstock page in the front, and then I do believe there's 4 cardstock pages in the back. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, actually. All right. So the first card outlines the main objective of Establish. So the core objectives are disciple making of all the believers, making disciples of people of all gifts, making a relationship with Jesus real and understanding to everyone so that they increasingly worship him in all of life, are transformed by him in all of life, obey him in all of life, disciple others to do the same. All right, invest in deep relationship, contextualizing truth for transformation, discipling step by step towards maturing in Christ, empowering mission involvement. Okay? Disciple making to the fourth generation, making disciples through life in community, life on life, and life on mission, making the impact in the church and beyond, reaching all cultures. All I'm trying to do is lay out where we're going, okay? Next, I promise you we're going to be getting into a lot of Bible. This is an introductory lesson explaining where we go. And if you want to know more, please come see me individually. I'll explain. I'll make a time. We'll have coffee. You can invite me to your house for coffee. And I'll come and talk through this whole thing with you. And if you have a cake to go with the coffee, I won't mind that either. No candy sprinkles. I can't take candy sprinkles. Just coffee will be fine. Coffee will be fine. But if you want to learn more of this, just we'll set up a time. We can meet at the church. We can meet at your house. My house is crazy, so we can meet at your house or the church. It is beautiful. Beautiful children. So number two, if you go to the back of the notebook, you'll see the stages of spiritual understanding. The back of the book, on the second page, you'll see the stages of spiritual understanding, the evidence of spiritual understanding. And we'll get all of that to you. What I'm trying to do is I'll try to send you a church PDF file out for you all as soon as I get the chart, the proper things to send to everybody. All right. So all of this is what we go through to try to understand this. Now, Establish has a framework. And if you go back to the front of the book, to the back side of the first cardstock page, you'll see foundational disciple making on the book there. It's right here. You guys, everybody see the house? Okay, so we look at it like a house, okay? How you would make a house is how we try to plant people in the gospel. The gospel foundations is Genesis to John, right? It aims to ground disciples by laying down foundational gospel truths as found in Genesis through John. All right. What does it do? It shows us who God is, man's sinful position before God, and God's rescue plan by repentance and faith through the finished work of Christ. That's all explained in 101. The first group that I have completed this with, and I'm getting closer to completing it with my next group. The first group I completed it with, when they sat down to explain their experience with God a year and a half ago, they wanted to get baptized, and they explained their experience with God, and I was not comfortable. Let's just say the last Sunday of March, we're going to have another baptismal service, because they came to me last Sunday and are ready to be baptized, and I think they totally understand their position in Christ. All right? So I'm excited about that, and I would like to see that multiplied over and over and over again. That's our desire. It's a foundation that's as much stronger than just an experience. It's an experience that is grounded in the Word of God. All right. Then Genesis to John is our identity in Christ. I've started that phase, the first lesson, and you guys hear some of that in my preaching on Sunday. Then you go to the church, the position in Christ, past and present grace, unity in Christ, church leadership, and end times. All right. So in 101, it's divided into four sections. So this is 101. This is Gospel Foundations, Discipleship, book number one. It's divided into four sections: creation, catastrophe, covenant, Christ. Okay? So the book one, there's two books that come with this. Book one is creation and catastrophe. Book two is covenant and Christ. All right? So you can see this. Now, let's see. If you go to, let me see, page one. Let me make sure this is all right. You can go to page 157 in your books, and it says Catastrophe 1, Lucifer's Rebellion. All right? Now, if you flip there, you'll find Catastrophe Lessons as the divider, and if you look at the back of it, it will show you the lesson numbers, lesson 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and it'll show you the key pictures and everything else that you want. But these pictures, though, are more for me, so that won't make any sense to you. But if you look at the lessons itself, you'll see Lucifer Rebellion, and you'll see how it's broken up, okay? So in the book 1, let's turn to page 55. Sorry, 55. We're looking for, 53. We're looking for God in the beginning, creation, lesson number 3. So if you look at that, you'll see God in the beginning, and it displays to you the expectations of the outcomes of the lesson. Your disciples should begin to gain an understanding of who God is as revealed in His Word. They should grow in their understanding of the Bible and God's story, and that we must view it through God's eyes. God is the theme of the Scriptures. That's the whole lesson of lesson 3. I know the subpoints because I've taught it quite a few times, but there's 4 points that you begin to go through. So when you start the lesson, you start with an introduction on page 54. You review your last lesson quickly and what you talked about. And then you get into the new lesson that's on page number 56. And you get into the main key points you're trying to get across. Now what we found is we have to slow down. So I might get through 1 or 2 of the key points per lesson. But I keep it at 45 minutes to an hour. That's all people can handle. So I don't try to give too much. 45 minutes, and when I'm with my teens, it's more like 40 minutes. And then we're done. All right? Why? Because I'm not trying to get through it. I'm not trying to get through the lesson. I'm trying to have the lesson get through to the person. Right? So when we talk about this, we talk about as God being eternal, as God being all-powerful, self-existent, as God being Supreme Spirit, everywhere present, and as God being one, yet a Trinity. So those are the key things that we talk about in those lessons. We have sub-truths. God's Word is the first thing that we look at. And then we dig deeper in the first point. We apply God's Word. And then we think about it. We think about how God's Word can apply to us. So everybody understand? So we want to understand what God's Word is saying. We want to understand what God's Word says, what it is saying by explaining it, and then how does that apply to us? Okay? Then you go to the second point and the third point, and none of the lessons have more than 4 points. Most of them have 3 points in this phase. Okay? So that's what the lesson looks like. We also have who is God that we go through, where they can read the who is God in the beginning, what is God is like. And so each one of these go with each of the different lessons. They can read it at home. If you're wondering, parents, read it first. Grab one for your family. And if this is what you feel comfortable doing in a family devotional setting, do it in a family devotion setting with your kids, okay? But you have to feel okay with that. All right, again, we know that God works through His Word, that God works through us applying His Word to people. And then the friction is we're asking people, where are we disagreeing with God's Word? Where do we have to turn in repentance and faith? Where were we taught something false about who God was? Where we taught something false about who we were? And as you teach and as God gives you opportunity, you'll have wisdom on how and when to push and then when to step back. But all of this is very vital that we have a living, walking relationship with God in our lives. All right? So That was a little bit of an introduction to where we're going, the importance of what I'm trying to accomplish in this. Now look. I've prayed about this a little bit, and I've been kind of hard on how it was done in the past. Evangelism was done in the past. Well, the truth of the matter is there was a lot accomplished for God through the evangelism of the past. Okay? So if that's what you feel comfortable with, do it. This is what I feel comfortable with. This is what I've seen work. Okay? And I would like you guys to at least try it before you say it's not something that we want to do. At least when I send out some things to you, at least read through it. At least pray, God, is this something that you would have me to do? If you say, I can't teach in a class setting. Yeah, but each one of us can teach our kids and grandkids, can't we? And I'm not asking people to do this in a class setting. I make it very simple. When I teach this, I read a section. I have them read the section. We stop and we discuss the section that was read to make sure they understand it. And then we go to the next section. And we let I don't do a ton of teaching. I read from the book because it's been laid out so perfectly, in my opinion. Other people have different teaching styles. That's fine. This is a great tool, and we'll get into it more, and we'll preach more, and we'll look at Bible verses, and we'll do it in a way that we can really explain what we're trying to accomplish through Discipler Book 1. So be here next week so you can actually hear the guy that developed all this and his explanation of his philosophy behind why he did what he did. Be kind. Be gracious. I don't have to tell you guys that. You guys are always kind and gracious, much better than your pastor at times. But do that. Like, pray. See if this is something God would have us to do. All right. Dear Heavenly Father, we love you. God, as we split up into our separate groups, would you just bring us closer together in your spirit of love as we give you praise for what you've done and also ask you to help us in our prayer request. In Jesus' name, amen. So what I thought would be a better thing to do